sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus from Rosh Yehuda ben Peshadina, Simcha ben Nechagitl. The Mishnah on Maseches Avodah Zarah talks about celebrations of pagan holidays. And because of these pagan holidays, commercial transactions with the celebrants was forbidden from 3 days preceding these major pagan holidays. The Mishnah on Avodah Zarah and the Ches Amud Aleph list the minor pagan holidays for which the ban against commercial transaction is somewhat relaxed. Says the Mishnah, Aval Yom Tiglacha Sikenu Blariso, in regard to the day of the shaving of a pagan's beard or his hair, V'yom Shalabom and Ayam, or they recur from the term from the sea, etc. V'oyved Kolchavim Sha'asa Mishnah Lebno, in regard to an idolater who made a banquet for his son, celebrating his son's marriage, Eino Aser Elosiyom, is forbidden to deal with them only on that day itself, and not during the preceding days, Ve'osu Yishbilvad, and it is forbidden with that man alone. And with nobody else? Only with that person. It's not Aser Olakum. So that is the Mishnah. And then the Gemara tells us, this is towards the bottom of the page, Tanya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Oimer, Yisrael shebechutz laretz od yoretz kochav metare, and the Jews outside of Eretz Yisrael are idol worshippers with pure intentions. Ketzan, how does this work? Ovid chav mishal samish to lebno, if an idolater made a wedding banquet for his son, v'zim ein kol yehudim shebir, and he invited all the Jews in his town to participate, and they did, alf bishocha mishalahem, even though they eat their own kosher food, v'shoysi mishalahem, and they drink their own kosher drinks, v'shamosh shalahem oimed lefneim, and their own attendant waits upon them to make sure that there's no mixture of the kosher and the unkosher food. And the pasuk considers if they ate from sacrifices of the dead, from idolatrous sacrifices, it says, and he will invite you and lead from his sacrifice. The Gemara wants to clarify, maybe it's where a Jew only actually ate from the idolatrous sacrifice. How do we know? Even if it refers even to a case where a Jew was merely invited to the wedding and ate only of his own food, then the pasuk would have said, you ate from his zevach. What does it mean? From the time of the invitation forward, one is potentially regarded as ochel mizivche mesim, even if he doesn't actually eat from it. So we dash in the pasuk, and when he invites you, what you eat will be zivche mesim. From if he invites you, whatever you eat will be zivchei mesim. Any eating as a result of the invitation is considered zivchei mesim. Hilkach, therefore the Gemara says, Kol Tlas Niyom, all 30 days after the wedding, Bein Amalei Machmas Hilula, whether the idolater tells the Jew that the banquet he's making is in honor of the marriage, Uvein Lo Amalei Machmas Hilula, whether he doesn't tell him that's in honor of the marriage, Aser, it's forbidden from him to partake of this banquet, because we assume it's a celebration of the wedding. Mikan Veilach, but from 30 days on, Amalei Machmas Hilula, if he tells him the banquet is in honor of his marriage, Aser, he can't take. If he doesn't tell him that the banquet is in honor of the marriage, Shari, he can partake of it, because we can assume that it's unrelated to the wedding. Continues the Gemara, and where he does tell him that the banquet is in honor of the marriage, until when is a Jew forbidden to participate in the banquet? Until 12 months of the year have passed from the wedding. And initially, from when is it forbidden to participate in a banquet? Amar of Pav Mishmei Derava, Michiramu Shar Sare Basintai. From when they place barley into the beer-making vat to prepare beer for the wedding, i.e., when the preparations for the wedding have seriously begun. Ulubasar treach shasa shari, but is in fact permitted to participate. Practicamara ulubasar treach shasa shari. Are you really allowed to participate in a banquet with an idolater if 12 months have passed? For Rav Yitzchak, Rav Misharsha, Yikli Lai Vedek Kocham, Yitzchak Ben Misharsha visited the home of a certain idolater. After a full 12 months here had elapsed since he made the wedding, he heard him paying homage to his deity, and he abstained and didn't partake of the feast. So even after 12 months you're not allowed to eat at feasts celebrating their weddings. And says the Gemara, Shani Rav Yitzchak Barei de Rav Misharsha Ad Adam Chashuv. For the case of Rav Misharsha is different because he was an Adam Chashuv and the idolater felt especially honored to have him as a guest, and therefore he was moved to worship his idol even though a great deal of time had passed since the wedding. However, a regular Jew who attends an idolater's banquet after the lapse of a year, the guy wouldn't act this way, and Mamela he's allowed to attend. Ad kan sugis hagemara. In the parish HaRavid he writes Hilchos Klos in Yom and Parish the Kevan Shemisha Oichel Magoy B'Mishta Shloi Oser Iser Dei Raisu Hu Klos in Yom Achar HaMishta Osir lechol imo avalisa v'lita nemo muter v'chashash d'rabbanan v'shem Yaakov men alvarazor v'shem yoyde v'lechashinan elo l'oysa yoyim. So the Ravid says that this is an Isser doi raisa. The Isser lechol lishtois imagoi b'mishta b'no is an Isser Torah mitzad atzmo, and it's not only because of v'chashash that he's going to be azel l'mode, because that's the chiluk that the Ravid's making between Mishta of his son and Maso Mata Biyom Edeyan. When you're doing business with them, when he goes to the Mishta, so it's Usher even until 30 days. But Maso Matan is only Usher that day. As the Mishnah says, Vodkhom Shasa Mishta Bno. Eino Aser El Oser Yom. It's only Aser that day to do business with him. Why is Masu Matan Aser Dirabanan? Because there's a Chashash Aser Limode. And since it's a Chashash Dirabanan, they were only Choshish for that day. Masha'en Kena Mishte. The Ravid seems to be saying, as understood by Agoin Rav Chaim Meir Steinberg Shlita, upon whom we're basing this shir. So, if it's Mishta B'no, it would seem that it's Minat Torah, and therefore we ask for even 30 days. The Masu Man's only Aser B'Oso Ayom. But to enjoy the Mishta B'no, and he says it's an Isser Torah, it's 30 days. Isser Doi Raisu. V'kach Kosev Aritva Shekan, Yesh Isser Torah, Ritva writes, maybe it's only if you mamish eat from his zevach, but not when you eat your own food. Why does it say v'karalach if it's talking about eating from his food? What do you need the v'karalach? The acres that you're eating. From the shas hakriya, I'm going to consider you as if you mamish ate from his zevach, if you actually ate from it. V'chein halacha v'afilu b'zman hazeh osav l'chashin and la'eva, and even b'zman hazeh, one is not allowed to enjoy the parties of the goyim. And we are not choshesh la'eva, we're not worried, oh, they're going to hate us, they're going to get angry at us. That's not a concern. Why not? Kevin di surei doiraisehi. Anachnu medabrim po barama shel isur deoraita. It's as if he eats a tekrevis of a zara, and memela there is no heter to partake in this Gentile party, in this Akum party. However, in the Meiri, from the Meiri it would appear that there is no Isser Torah. The Meiri writes, Asur l'Yisrael leilech l'sham lechol, sharel kiyotze bo nemar v'karaloch, because So he writes that the gedder of the Isser is that he's going to be moideh to his avodah zarah. The Isser of lechol b'mishta shalahem is because he's going to be makriv or moideh l'avodah zarah. And if so, it's dumiyah to Isser maso matan b'yoyim eidon. V'lifnei eidon, which is only an Isser derabanan because the goy is going to be moideh l'avodah zarah. And that's what the Miri writes, In other words, this Pasuk is not coming to tell us stam that it's asur lechol v'lishtos b'mishta b'no. It's only kiyotze bo. So this, the Gemara brings this Pasuk, but Torah says smachta for this Issa d'Rabbanan. But it's an Issa d'Rabbanan lest he go and thank his deity, which, as we see from the Gemara's in Avodah Zarah, we do everything to avoid. So now we have the Ritva that it's an Isser D'Oraisa to eat and drink with him at his party, and we have the doing business is and that's Asr for 30 days, and doing business Asr only on that day. He's going to go be molded to his deity, and according to the Meiri, it's only Nisdar Abana on the Pasuk, it's an Asmachta, and the problem is he's gonna thank his deity. And the what do the Pesukim say? In Shmos, Paraklam Adalat, Pesukim Tezvav Tezayim, Pentichos, Bris, Leishiv Arts, Vizanu Acharei Eloheim, Vizivchu Leloheim, Vakarlocha Vachalta Mizivchoi, Vilakachta Mibnoisav Livanecha, Vizanu Bnoisav Acharei Eloheim, Vehiznu is banecha, acharei Elohim. Rashi says, "Vachalta mizivchoi, kasaver atash ein einish ba'achilasa v'nimal alecha kamoide ba'avoidosam, shemitoch kach atabo v'loikeach mibnoisav libanecha." So it would appear, midivrei Rashi, that he's coming to explain the pasuk like our Gemara. That's the v'achalta mizivcho, that if you are going to eat from his zevach, so it's like when you are enjoying his party, it's like you're eating from his zevach, it's like you're being modeh b'avodasam, and through this you're going to come and take his daughters for your sons, and that's very bad news. So Rashi is fitting into the pasuk, into the Gemara. Rashi's understanding the pasuk like the Gemara, that by eating at this party it's like eating mizivchei mesim. So now we have to know if the Rashi's Kavana is an Isser Torah, like the Ravid holds that it's an Isser Torah. We learn from the Mashmos of the Ravid and the Ritva that it's an Isser Torah. It's an Isser Torah mitzad atzmo, and al nimichsha shema, he's going to thank his deity. And or is he learning like the Meiri, it's only the Isser Darabanan, the cross smachta be'alma, and Rashi explained the pasuk based on the asmachta. The Ramban brings Rashi, and he writes, "Vaniyomer al dasar v'senish shuzal sar beruchat the korbis of a dzara sheimam rishasu min atoyv lamatzinu bo alazeh v'chein mashma pentechros bris yoshev aretz v'zanu achrei lohem ki yizbuchu lehem tamid u'pen yikra locha v'chalta mizivcho sheyizvach lelov b'znoisa acharav u'pentikach mi b'noisech lebanecha v'nekulam asharitz nimshachas belav harishain shenamar pentechros bris." And similarly writes the Ramban in the Sefer Mitzvos. Sagas and Sefer Mitzvahs on the Rambam and Zoflav Kuvtsari Dalid. So it's mashma that the Ramban understands B'das Rashi, that he explained the Pasuk Ve'achalta Mizivcho like our Gemara, and it's not talking about the Krovis Mamish. And on that the Ramban says, no, the Pasuk is talking about Vani Yomer Al Das Rabbeinu Shuzu Asar V'Ochel the Krovis of Adazara. This Pasuk isn't talking about partaking in the Goyisha parties, it's talking about the Krovis of Adazara. It's talking about eating their sacrifices to their idols. So if the Ramban is arguing with Rashi on a Daraisa level, the Ramban says the Isser Daraisa is to Krevus for the Zara, and Mashma that he understands B'Kavanas Rashi, that Lechol B'Mishta Hagoy is an Isser Torah.
Because if it was just an Isser Derabbanan and the crows and Asmachta Be'alma, the Ramban wouldn't have to argue with Rashi. It could be they're both true. The Pasuk is Tikrovis Mamish, and then the Asmachta is eating at their party. So from the Ramban, it would seem that he learns in Rashi that it's Doraisa, that enjoying this Gentile party is Doraisa. Okay, so we have a lot more to say on this sugya. There's a lot more to say on this sugya, but what we concluded right now, this is obviously a very nogea lahalacha, because these goyim have their Xmas parties, and they invite Jews. They have these office parties or weddings that they invite Jews to. So the shaila is: are Jews allowed to partake? Are Jews allowed to come? So, if you learn that it's Shema, he's going to go and be molded to his God, so that's not Shaykh today. They don't. When the Jew comes to his party, he doesn't go and is molded to his God. But if it's an Isser Atzmi, that it's an Isser Daraisa, as it seems from the Ravid and from the Ritva, not that he's going to come be molded to his God, then it would seem that it's Asser. And from the Pasuk, it would seem it's Asser, because the Pasuk says, don't make a covenant with the people who sit in the land, and then you're going to go after their gods, and you're going to bring korbanos to their gods. And Chazal learned that the v'achalta mizivcho, the way as understood by the Rishonim, the v'achalta mizivcho is going to their parties. And eating and enjoying at their parties. And what's going to be the outcome? You see, from the Pasuk, the outcome is not that they're going to thank their gods, but you're going to end up intermarrying. We don't like intermarriage. It's where Sephardi Ashkenazi in favor, a New York boy with a Chicago girl in favor, an Israeli with an American in favor, as long as they're Jewish, as long as he's Jewish and she's Jewish. But this intermarriage, so it seems from the Pasuk that's the chashash, and therefore would be usher. But if you learn that it's just that ozer lemode, then there'd be room to be mekel, especially then. If it's only an ister abanan and mishum eva, so that could possibly be mutter mishum eva. Anyway, there's a lot more to say, obviously, and halacha lemaisa, it's very nogea. And we're going to give ourselves a bracha that we should continue this shir, and we should learn more on this topic. And we should be zocha l'umodu l'lamid l'shmar v'las l'kaim is called every salam to us v'yahavo. Amen v'yamein. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.